There are only three things that I would like to reflect on sa kahaba-haba ng gospel reading natin. At hindi lang isang gospel, but dalawang gospel readings. So because it was extended, I will just share with you three things. Number one, from our first gospel, the entry of Jesus through Jerusalem, dala-dala natin yung mga palaspas. Okay? And sometimes we don't understand why every year, dala-dala natin yung mga palaspas and we celebrate Palm Sunday. Palm Sunday is the beginning of Holy Week. Yung preparation natin for the whole season of Lent, we have come to this time now. Ang tawag nito sa Spanish is Semana Santa. But I like it in Tagalog. Ang tawag natin sa Holy Week sa Tagalog ay mga mahal na araw. Okay, only Tagalog says that. Mga mahal na araw. Why? Because masyadong mahal ang binayad ni Kristo para tubusin tayo sa mga kasalanan natin. He paid with His own blood. So, what happened was we entered proclaiming Jesus as our King. Hosanna to the King. And the palm branches are signs of a victorious King coming home from a great battle. Nangyayari yan sa panahon ni Jesus, sa panahon ng mga the ancient biblical times. Every time a king comes home victorious in his campaigns, yung mga gyera na pinupuntahan ng hari, he comes home and people will be waving palm branches. It's a symbol of victory for us. It is a sign of triumph. No, ngayon, hindi ko alam kung naiintindihan pa rin natin habang winawagayway natin yung mga palm branches. A couple of years ago, may nakita akong isang kasama sa church, yung pag-uwi niya, ang dami niyang dalang palaspas. No? Isang bandol na palaspas. So I asked her, sabi ko, bakit ang dami mong dalang palaspas? Sabi niya, Father, ilalagay ko sa bahay namin, sa lahat ng mga bintana. So sabi ko, bakit sa bintana linalagay yung mga palaspas? Sabi niya, para hindi pasukin ng kidlat ang bahay. Okay, na tumatawa kayo, pero alam niyo naman, walang kinalaman ang kidlat sa mga palaspas natin. Someone also brought home some of the branches and this person said that I would put it on the altar of my house, dun sa altar ng bahay namin, which is good because that palm branch is blessed. And so tinanong ko siya, bakit sa altar? Kasi sabi niya, eh holy na ito dahil blessed ng pare, which is good. He put it on the altar. Pero namang isa, sabi niya, ilalagay ko sa pinto ng bahay. At tinanong ko, sabi ko, bakit ninalagay niyo yan sa pinto ng bahay niyo para walang demonyong makapasok ng bahay? So sabi ko sa kanya, o sige, bago mo ilagay yan sa pinto ng bahay niyo, ipaspas mo muna doon sa loob ng sala at kwarto para lumabas muna yung demonyo. Kasi pag nalagay mo na yan sa pinto, hindi na makakalabas ang demonyo sa bahay niyo. Okay? What am I trying to say here? We are so caught up with rituals. Ang iniisip natin, ang nasa isip natin palagi are the outward signs and appearances. We should be focusing on the inward reality. Not just on the rituals we do. Some people get used to the rituals and their mind is just focused on the rituals. The rituals are there as signs pointing to an inward reality. And what is that reality? What is that reality in our life? That if Christ enters our life, He enters with His victory. Pag pumasok si Kristo sa buhay natin, pumapasok siya, dala-dala niya ang kanyang victory over sin, over death, over sickness, when Christ enters, He brings with Him healing. He brings with Him justice. He brings with Him peace. He brings with Him reconciling love. Yan ang dala ni Kristo. Today, as we welcome Christ, bearing our palm branches, I hope we will see that as we welcome Christ into our life, then our life should be reflecting His life also. There should be peace in our life. There should be justice that we are expressing. There should be this reconciling love that is in our hearts. When I say reconciling love, it is the kind of love that would forgive those who may have offended you. Sana hindi lang palaspas ang ating linalabas at pinapakita. Sana mismo itong mga bagay na to, yung victory ni Jesus, yun mismo ang lumalabas sa buhay natin. In the Passion Gospel, there are only two things that I can reflect on. Every year as I look through the Gospel, taon-taon bago palagi, hindi nauubos yung mga bagay na sinasabi ng Diyos sa akin, sa ating lahat, dito sa mga Gospels na ito. And we know that the Passion of the Lord is recorded and it is read on a 3-year cycle, no? Matthew. Then, etong year na to, Matthew tayo. Then next year will be Luke, and then we will have Mark. But the Gospel of the Passion of our Lord, on written by St. John, that is always read on Good Friday. Okay, so nasa Matthew tayo. And it's already a very long Gospel. Ang haba ng Gospel. Naalala ko nung maliit pa kami, pag nagsisimba kami, naglalaro kami sa labas ng simbahan. When the time comes for the Gospel to be read, our mother would go out and scold us. Papasukin kami sa loob ng simbahan. When the Gospel is read, we stop playing. Hindi na kami makakilos pag binabasa na yung Gospel. And so, alam namin maiksi lang naman yung Gospel. Kaya pag tinawag na kami ng nanay namin, pasok na sa simbahan, Gospel na. So we enter, and alam namin madali lang. So we stand and we listen to the Gospel, then tapos na yung Gospel. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So one time, it was Palm Sunday, and my brother and I, we were playing, and tinawag na kami. Sabi, pasok muna, makinig muna sa Gospel. So we were there standing. Habang nag-aantay kami, ang tagal ng Gospel. And my brother was already restless. Gumagalaw-galaw na yung paa niya. No? Gusto na naming lumabas. Ang haba ng Gospel. So yung mga bata, yung mga kalaro namin sa simbahan, nandun na. Atat na maglaro. Pero ang haba ng Gospel. Parang walang katapusan. Kaya nung natapos na yung Gospel, nung sinabi ng deacon, the Gospel of the Lord, ay, salamat sa Diyos. Okay, yun ang sagot ng mga bata. Salamat sa Diyos. It's a long Gospel, but two reflections I could give from the Passion Gospel. There are two occasions, there were two stories, narratives there within that Gospel that was repeated 3 times. Tatlong beses inulit. Okay? 2 occasions where 3 times, a thing was repeated 3 times. First, in our Gospel, when Jesus prayed, nung nagdasal siya, when He was in the Garden of Gethsemane, when He was with His apostles, no? Ng disciples siya. Peter, James, and John. And He was praying. And this is the prayer of Jesus. Anong prayer ni Jesus? If it is possible, take this cup away from me. But nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. Anong klaseng prayer yan? What was Jesus trying to say? ayaw ko na to. I don't want to suffer. I don't want to die. If it is possible, sana I will not go through this anymore. But if it is your will, then your will be done. Then the second time, he prayed that again. Tatlong beses niya pinagdasal yan. Lord, take this cup away from me. I don't want to go through suffering. I don't want to go through the death of the cross. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. The third time, ganon pa rin ang prayer niya. So three times Jesus prayed. If possible, hindi na sana siya mamatay sa cross. Hindi na sana siya is going to suffer and go through the suffering. How many times have we prayed in the same way? That's why this Holy Week, let us contemplate on the prayers that we say. Ang dami nating mga dinadasal, minsan hindi sinasagot sa gusto nating sagot. Okay? Jesus prayed that he would not suffer anymore, that he would not die anymore, and the Father did not answer that prayer. Do you have a prayer in your life that God did not answer? May prayer ba kayo? One prayer I have in my heart was when I was in the hospital and my mother was dying due to heart failure. And so, naka-intubate na lang siya, naka-artificial respiratory machine. And when finally the doctor took it out, I prayed to God and I said, let my mother live. Buhayin mo yung nanay ko. Huwag mong hayaan mamatay yung nanay ko. And I really prayed hard. I knelt and I cried. If there was a time that I really prayed hard, was that time when my mother was dying. I was there in the ICU when she passed away. But it seemed that God did not answer my prayers. Hindi sinagot ng Diyos. And I was really angry with God. I was disappointed with God. And I asked so many questions. Why did he not let my mother live? And so this Holy Week, this is my reflection of Jesus praying, don't let me suffer. I don't want to die on the cross. And God did not answer that. And so Jesus resolved in himself to surrender his desires, his plans, his longings, surrender it to the will of the Father. Maybe that is what we should do. Instead of getting angry with God, instead of becoming bitter with God, let us evaluate our prayers. Tingnan natin yung mga dasal natin. And let us learn to trust that God has better plans for all of us. We may not understand. Saint Paul, in his writings, he had a thorn in the flesh. And so he came to God and asked God three times again that God would remove the thorn from his flesh. And three times, God did not remove it. And this is what God said to him, Paul, my grace is sufficient for you. For it is in your weakness that my power is made perfect. May mga bagay na gusto natin kunin ang Diyos sa buhay natin dahil iniisip natin, sagabal to. Dahil hindi to maganda, hindi to mabuti sa akin. And you ask God to take it away from you. And what does God say? I will not take it away because my grace is sufficient for you. God wants us to depend on His grace all the time. And sometimes, in depending on the grace of God, sometimes you appear weak. But God said, no. Because in the time of your weakness, and you call to God, and you rely and trust in God in the time of weakness, you may not know it, but in the time of weakness, the power of God is best displayed. Amen? Amen. Sa buhay natin, ganyan. May mga bagay tayo na, Lord, kunin mo to. Lord, kunin mo yan. Lord, gawin mo to. Lord, gawin mo yan. And it seems like God is not moving at all. Maybe it's time to evaluate yung pinapakuha mo sa Diyos na akala mo'y masama. Hindi mo ba naisip na bakit hindi kinukuha ng Diyos? Maybe it's a good thing. Amen? Amen? I had a neighbor before na araw-araw akong iniinis. Tuwing lalabas ako sa gate, I have a neighbor in Antique. Paglabas ko sa gate, sisigaw siya ng, praise the Lord! Hallelujah! Buti sana kung pinipraise niya talaga si Lord. Eh yun, he was just mocking me. O Harun Juan Imaw, Harun Imaw, Harun Imaw, praise the Lord! So talagang napaisip na ako, sabi ko, Lord, kunin mo na nga kaya to. No, remove this neighbor. Do something with him. Maybe it's like that. There are people in your life you don't like and somehow, hindi mo naman sinasabi pero gusto mo na sana kunin ka na ni Lord. Or turuan mo ng leksyon, Lord. Someone may have hurt you at iniisip mo, darating ang araw, gabaan git imat ginuora. At habang tumatagal, wala naman nangyayari sa kanya. God does not remove them. They remain with you. Lord, kunin mo na to. And that neighbor I had in Antique, every day he mocks me. Every day he laughs at me. Every day, yung tubig, yung labasan ng tubig nila, pag naglalabas sila, doon linalabas sa amin. Kaya, buong taon, merong tubig sa harap ng bahay namin. And every time lalabas ka, dadaan ka sa parang isang river. Nagpunta na ako sa barangay, nagreklamo ako sa barangay, eh mas malakas siya sa barangay eh. And he just laughs at me. I have asked God many times, Lord, sana naman. Wala na tong neighbor. We don't like this person. I don't like this person. But little did I know that that person was bringing out patience in me. I learned to be patient. I learned to be humble. Every time I go out and he starts shouting, praise the Lord, I just keep my mouth shut. It was difficult for me. Until finally, I have learned to be quiet. I have learned to accept. Then one day, paglabas ko ng gate, nakita ko siyang dumadaan, nagmumotor. And right before my eyes, binangga siya ng isang motor din. Right in front of me. At natapon siya. And the first person who went there to help him was me. Kasi akong nakakita. Tinulungan ko siya. I helped him. I stayed with him until dumating na yung rescue. Sabi ko, huwag ka matakot tayo, nandito ako. Hindi kita iwanan. Ayaw ako pagbayai ito. Sin ko, oh, hindi. Gid. 1 week after, nung lumabas na siya sa ospital, nung nakita kami sa labas, sabi niya sa akin, "Good morning, Father." And we became very good friends. One time, I went to an internet shop. Nag-internet ako. For how many hours? Nung babayad na ako, sabi ng nagbabantay doon, "Wala ka nang babayaran, Father." Sabi ko, "Bakit?" "Binayaran ni Lolo." And I saw my neighbor, sabi niya. You see, kung sa unang salta, sa unang encounter pa lang, kinuha na siya ni Lord, I would have missed the opportunity to become good friends with this person. Amen? He taught me to be patient. He taught me to be humble. Ay, kung himbayagan kita, ay gaakig kita, haman. Haman nga, akig kita, kung himbayagan kita, ay may aton man nga, pugal. Bugalon kita, muna nga, wag kita kitagaila nga ginahimbayagan kita. At manami man siguro kung amat ay may tao, matanga nga nagahimbayag ka aton. To put you down. Because it teaches you to depend on God. It teaches you to be humble. Jesus said, "Take this cup away from me. I don't want to die. I don't want this." And the Father never did that. Until He said, "Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done." The second time na may bagay na tatlong beses na ulit, and this is doon na sa malapit na sa dulo ng gospel natin today. When the Apostle Peter denied Jesus 3 times also. Before that denial, Peter said to Jesus, "Even if I have to die, I will not leave you." Kahit mamatay pa ako, kahit iiwan ka pa ng mga lahat ng apostle mo, I will not leave you. He said that to Jesus. And Jesus said to him, "Peter, you know what? Before the rooster crows 3 times, you will deny me 3 times. Okay? And we know what happened. Nandun sa gospel natin, when he was confronted, he was willing to die, but he was just confronted by a little girl, natakot na siya. He got so afraid and he said, "I don't know him, hindi ko kilala yan." And he denied Christ 3 times. And the Bible today said that when the rooster crowed, Peter realized his mistake, realized his betrayal. Then he went outside and he wept unconsolably. Bitterly he wept. It is my prayer today for myself, not for you, that every time I would deny Jesus in my life, may I have the grace to realize, and may I weep bitterly for that. Your bishop will never stand in the cathedral and deny Jesus to you. I will not do that. But every day, all of us here, we deny Christ by the way we live. Walang isang tao sa mundo. Walang isang tao sa buong mundo na pwedeng magsabi that I have adequately expressed my love for Jesus. No. For all of us has fallen. All of us have fallen short in the glory of God. We may not deny Jesus in our mouth, but we deny Him by the way we live. This Holy Week, how many people are going to have their vacation? And I've asked them, stay in church para sa Semana Santa. Let's come to church. Mainit, yeah. Tiisin natin ang init. Maraming tao, tiisin natin. Ruhugom itao, hindi mo gusto yung mga katabi mo, tiisin natin yan. How many of us would rather go to Siargao? We would rather go to Boracay and enjoy ourselves for the Holy Week. And many Christians who say they follow Christ don't come every Sunday to worship Him. They don't deny Jesus, but in the way we live, we deny Him sometimes. We deny Him in who we are. We deny Him in what we are. And this is my prayer, not for you, but for myself, that every time I would realize that I have denied Jesus, that I would weep unconsolably. That it would not be okay with me, because some Christians today, they live their life as if okay na lang. Nasanay na sila na hindi linalagay si Kristo as the center of their life. They have gotten used to that. Some Christians have gotten used that Jesus is not the first priority of their life. Nasanay na sila. That's why it is my prayer na hindi ako masanay. I pray that I would cry. That I will feel bad. That I would fall down on my knees and repent. For it's not okay to deny Christ. How many times in our life we deny Him by not being a follower of Christ? There are days that we don't want to be followers of Christ. How many times have we betrayed Jesus' friendship? May mga instances in our life na inaasahan tayo ng Diyos dahil kaibigan niya tayo. And how many times have we betrayed that friendship? I have denied Him in my following Him. I have denied Him in my being friends with Him. How many times have we denied Christ as our brother? Bishop, hindi ko talaga na-deny si Jesus as a brother. How about the person you do not forgive? Because the person na hindi mo pinapatawad, na may mali, may kasalanan sa'yo at hindi mo papatawarin, that person is a brother of Christ. And when you choose not to forgive that brother, you are denying Christ, your brother. How many times have we done that? Many times, Christians, they believe that it's okay not to forgive sometimes. It's not okay. It's not okay na hindi tayo nagpapatawad. Yeah, it's okay you don't like the person anymore. Natural yan. Pag may nagkasala sa'yo, someone betrays you, you will not like the person anymore. That's okay. God did not command us to like our neighbor. What did He command us? To love our neighbor. To love our enemies. He did not say, like your enemies, like your neighbor. There are people that you will never like anymore because of what they have done to you. But you will always have to love. And love is not a feeling. Love is a choice. A choice to forgive because that person is also a brother of Christ. And I will forgive. So I pray that this season and for the rest of my life, I will really weep unconsolably every time I betray Jesus in my life. So those are the three things I'd like you to remember. Don't focus on the outward appearances. Don't focus on the rituals. Focus on the inward grace that is being pointed to by our rituals, by our signs. Number two, reevaluate your prayer life. Amen. Ask, seek, if what you are asking from God is the will of God for you. If there are prayers in your life that have not been answered, at least not yet, huwag magalit sa Diyos. But learn to trust Him. Learn to surrender your will to Him. Not my will, but yours be done. And third lesson we can learn from the gospel today is that it's not okay every time we deny Christ. May we learn to weep bitterly over our sins, lament over the things that we have done, and not become calloused. Na pag nagkasala tayo, parang wala na, okay na sa atin. Sana hindi naman tayo maging ganyan kakalos. Let us still be sensitive to our failings, sensitive to our failures, our sins, and let us repent.